Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in our series called The Invisible War. In these lessons, we'll take an in-depth look at the unseen world of good and evil and how the spiritual side of life directly impacts our day-to-day existence in ways we never imagined. Now, we're excited to let you know that a very generous partner has stepped forward with a special $50,000 matching grant. That means any gift you give now will be doubled up to $50,000. But the grant expires at midnight on June 30th, so contact us right away. Go to PastorRick.com and have your financial gift matched up to $50,000, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Winning the Battle Inside Me.
You need to understand that the number one way Satan messes up your life is by suggesting lies to you, or to get you to lie to yourself. And that's the way, number one way you mess up your own life, is lying to yourself. Every time you expose and challenge a lie that you've listened to in your mind, you're going to be further set free. Every time you sin, you might write this down. In fact, look at this verse. The Bible says, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Now, he's saying there that sin causes us to deceive ourselves and deception causes us to sin. Now, we all tell ourselves lies all the time, all the time. In fact, one of the big lies that you tell yourself is this one. It's not really a problem. Oh, really? Yeah, it's not really a problem. My finances, they're not really a problem. Our sex life, it's not really a problem. My kids, it's not really a problem. My work, not really. My temper, my foul mouth, my thought life, my little secret habit over here in the corner, it's not really a problem. Who are you kidding? The Bible says, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. So let me just ask you this real blunt question as somebody who loves you. What are you pretending isn't a problem in your life? What are you pretending not to know? What are you pretending isn't a problem in your marriage? Isn't a problem in your personality? And you don't want to admit it. The Bible tells us that if I'm going to win this battle, I have to stop lying to myself and I've got to stop listening to Satan's lies. Now, I want you to write down a couple important things. We'll go into these in deeper detail in following weeks. Behind every self-defeating act is a lie I have believed. Behind every self-defeating act is a lie that I have believed. Either I lied to myself or I let Satan lie to me. You see, we have an amazing ability to lie to ourselves and to convince ourselves of things that aren't true. Look at this verse up here on the screen. Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? What does it mean, the heart is deceitful? We have an amazing ability to lie to ourselves. The biggest liar you know is you. And the person you lie to the most is yourself. The person I lie to the most is myself. I tell myself things are right when they're not right. I tell myself things are okay when they're not okay. I often tell myself things are not okay when they are okay. And you do this all the time. And we rationalize and we minimize and we make excuses and we tolerate things in our lives. It's no big deal. It's no big deal. And if you're going to get free and if you're going to have victory in this, number two, write this down. To stop defeating myself, I must stop deceiving myself. To stop defeating myself, all those self-defeating things in my life that I don't like about me, that I'd like to change, To stop defeating myself, I have to stop deceiving myself. I must become a person of the truth. I stop denying, I stop rationalizing, stop minimizing, I stop excusing, I stop tolerating. Again, let me ask a very blunt question. What self-destructive behavior in your life are you putting up with? And you know it's bad for you. And you know it's going to cut years off your life. And you know it's going to hurt you in the long run. And you know it may destroy a relationship, but you justify it. What is the truth you need to admit? This is the second step to winning the battle. Jesus said this, next verse. When you know the truth will what? But first, it will make you miserable. The truth makes you miserable as long as you deny it. The truth does not free you until you admit it. As long as you deny the truth, it doesn't help you. In fact, it just makes you mad. The truth makes you mad, and the truth makes you miserable. It is only when you are humble enough to admit it, yeah, this is really what I am. And yeah, this is really what I do. And yeah, this is really a compulsion, an addiction, a habit, a problem in my marriage, in my life, or whatever. When you admit the truth, then it sets you free. It doesn't set you free until you admit it. We'll come back to this in future weeks. I detect and disarm the lie that I'm believing. And the Bible says Satan is the father of lies. All he can do is lie to you. And it's the only way he can influence you. He can suggest lies. But Jesus said, I am the truth. You got to decide whether you're going to listen to God's truth or the world's lies or Satan's lies or your own lies. Number three, the third thing I need to do to get started in overcoming this battle is I must declare my struggle to another. Declare my struggle, what I'm struggling with to another. I'm struggling with my mouth. I'm struggling with my mind. I'm struggling with my memory. I'm struggling with my behavior. I'm struggling with my secret addiction. I'm struggling with, the Bible says we just share it. Sharing, revealing your feeling is the beginning of healing.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
In a year that has caused millions to become more isolated than ever, dealing with emotions like fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it is clear that access to the hope of God and His Word is more important than ever. At Daily Hope, we know how vital it is that as many people as possible find that hope as easily as possible. You can help ensure that God's Word continues to be delivered to more and more people around the world. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will help us to continue reaching as many people as possible with Daily Hope for their lives. Your gift today will ensure we are able to keep doing just that. But we only have till midnight on June 30th. After that, we lose any part of the grant we haven't used. Please call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to give your gift so that those in need have access to the hope found in Jesus. We'll say thanks by sending you Rick's brand new Daily Hope Silver Scripture Box with 52 Bible verse memorization cards based on the Invisible War series. Remember, any gift you give today will be matched up to $50,000 till the end of this month. That's 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. There are only 2 days left to have your gift matched up to $50,000, so don't wait.
Here's Pastor Rick Warren.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you. Thank you for listening, for sharing this broadcast, and for your faithful prayers, especially your financial support. God is using you in a mighty way to get the message of hope out to a world that's desperately in need of Jesus Christ. thank you.
When you give to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast, you're supporting the program that received the Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. This prestigious award was presented to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope by the National Religious Broadcasters, which is the association for all Christian communicators, including film, radio, television, and digital media all around the world. So we are humbled and honored that our peers in broadcast ministry have selected Daily Hope for this award. We're also honored to be associated with the great legacy of Billy Graham. Most of all, we thank you so much for making it possible. Without you, this broadcast would have never happened.
I'm struggling with my mouth. I'm struggling with my mind. I'm struggling with my memory. I'm struggling with my behavior. I'm struggling with my secret addiction. I'm struggling with, the Bible says we just share it. Sharing, revealing your feeling is the beginning of healing. Now, if all you want to do is be forgiven, you just admit it to God. But if you want to change and you want to be healed and you want to be different, God says you're going to have to admit it to one other person. You don't have to admit it to everybody. Just all you need to do is have one person who's going to love you unconditionally, accept it, pray for you. They're going to be an accountability partner. They're going to be nobody goes into battle fighting a war by themselves. You go with a team. You go with a platoon. You need a battle buddy. You need one person in your life that you're gut level, honestly frank with, and you can share that with. And if it's not your husband or your wife, then if you're a woman, you need to get another woman to share it with. If you're a guy, you need to get another guy to share it with. You go, look, I just need to tell you, I'm struggling with this. And by doing that, the relief valve is opened and the pressure is off and the boogeyman isn't as big as you thought he was. Now the Bible claims this, James 5:16. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that God can heal you. When a believing person prays, great things happen. Now he says, confess it not to God. It says confess to each other and pray for each other, and then you'll be healed. Now, we've talked about this verse dozens and dozens of times here at Saddleback. So I want us to memorize this verse today, just the first part of it. So look up here on the screen, James 5:16. Remember, the hardest part is to remember the address, where the verse is in the Bible. So you always say the address at the beginning and at the end of the verse, and you'll memorize a verse by saying it aloud over and over. You don't memorize something by saying it silently. You only memorize it by saying it aloud. So you write it on a card, and then you read it over and over till you get it down. So let's say this together. James 5:16. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so God can heal you. And where is that verse found? James 5:16. Now, today our memory verse is what verse? James 5:16. And what does James 5:16 say? Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so God can heal you. James 5:16. I want you to write that down on a card, and I want you to say it every day this week. Revealing your feeling is the beginning of healing. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so God can heal you. Now, one last verse, and we'll close. Galatians 5:16 says this. Live according to your new life in the Holy Spirit. Circle that phrase, in the Holy Spirit. Live according to your new life in the Holy Spirit, then you won't do what your sinful nature craves. Now, the difference between Romans 7, which is a picture of total defeat, and the picture of Romans 8, which is a picture of a man or woman in total victory, is this word, Spirit. In Romans 7, the phrase Holy Spirit is never mentioned, not one. Instead, 41 times we have I, me, my, myself, mine, all these personal pronouns. It's all about me. It's not about the Spirit. In Romans chapter 8, the word Spirit is mentioned 19 times. And that's the difference, is whether you are going by my Spirit or going by the Holy Spirit to empower me. An example. Let's say you and I go down to Laguna this afternoon, and we're walking on the beach, and I see a dead seagull. And the seagull's only been dead less than a minute, still warm. And I pick up this dead seagull. Now, it's still got the same muscles, bones, feathers, wings that it had a minute earlier. But I pick up that dead seagull and I throw it up into the air, and what happens? It comes right back down. Why? Because the life is gone out of it. It is not the muscle, it is not the bones, it is not the wings, it is not the feathers that makes a seagull fly. It is the life that God puts into it. And when the life, when the spirit is out of that bird, it ain't flying. It's still got all the same equipment, but it's not gonna fly. You have the equipment to live a successful, victorious life. But it's not worth anything if you don't have the Spirit powering you to do it. You cannot do it on your own. If there's anything I want you to understand this week, as we start this very long series on spiritual warfare and understanding the deeper things of God and getting to know Him better, is willpower doesn't work. It's like throwing a dead bird in the air. It's got all the equipment, but it can't fly without the Spirit of God in it, without the life that God puts in it. And you can go out and have all the best intentions and make all the promises to yourself, which you have broken over and over and over, because you cannot do it on your own. You cannot be like Christ. You have to let Christ live through you. We'll be talking about that in the days ahead. And what the Spirit does is two things. The Spirit does for me, the Holy Spirit does for me, the things I cannot do on my own. I don't have that power. And second, He fulfills in me what God desires to do in my life. Now, resolutions are good. They're a good start, but they'll only get you so far. Then you've got to have Spirit power in your life. Let's bow our heads. Now, all of our best intentions are not good enough. The alcoholic who says, I'll never take another drink, and the violent person who says, I'll never lose my temper again, and the person controlled by porn who says, I'm never going to look at it again, is going to fail. How many promises to yourself have you broken? A lot. The only way to win this battle against the first enemy, the old nature, is to let the Holy Spirit do it. Now, you're never going to get to the victory of chapter 8 until you experience the frustration of chapter 7, and you finally realize you can't live the Christian life on your own power. So what's your problem? Temper, impatience, self-control, being honest, thought life, pride, laziness, self-centeredness. You know, every one of us have our skeletons in the closet. The problem is the skeletons don't stay in the closet. And you want to do the right thing, but you end up doing wrong. And that's frustrating. So you may as well be honest and say, it isn't working. Me trying to flap my wings against gravity is like me trying to live a life that's good on my own power. God has given you a new nature if you've invited Christ into your life. But we are still sinners after we believe, and there is that battle between the two dogs. Some of you really feel defeated today. And you say, I feel like giving up. And my answer to you is, good. Give up. Stop trying to do it on your own. You cannot be Jesus Christ. Nobody can be Jesus like Jesus can. And He can live through you if you will let His Spirit empower you with new life. And it will lift you up out of the cycle of sin. I want you to pray this prayer right now. Dear God, You know the confusion in my life. You know the frustration I feel. You know the guilt and the shame. You know the compulsions and habits and addictions. And You know how many times I've made promises to myself and to You that I haven't kept. Today I realize that I have two natures inside of me, and they are at war. I ask you to use this series to help me have victory. Deepen my understanding of what Jesus Christ has done for me. Show me how to let go and how to let your Spirit live through me. And this week, help me to challenge the lies that Satan puts in my mind and to challenge the lies that I tell myself, to detect them and to disarm them, to stop deceiving myself. I want to know the truth about me, and I want it to set me free. And help me to have the courage to declare my struggle to one other person, a battle buddy, a co-worker, a friend in arms fighting their battle too. And may I be offer unconditional love and receive it. Help me to confess my sins to others and pray for others so that God may heal me. And help me to live according to your new life in the Holy Spirit. If you've never invited Jesus into your life for the first time, you don't have any resources. You need to say, Jesus Christ, come into my life right now. Live in me. I don't understand it all, but I want to learn to trust you, love you, follow you, and most important, let you live through me by your Spirit. I pray this in your name. Amen. Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, in a year that has caused millions worldwide to become isolated, dealing with emotions like fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's clear that access to the hope of God and His Word is more important than ever. At Daily Hope, we know how vital it is that as many people as possible find that hope as easily as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will help us continue reaching out to as many people as possible with Daily Hope for their lives. You can help ensure that God's Word continues to be delivered to more and more people around the world with a financial gift to this ministry. Whatever amount you give will be doubled up to $50,000. Here's Rick to tell you more.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you, everybody. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point of the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. Would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out.
And remember, any gift you give today will be matched up to $50,000. There are only 2 days left to meet this grant, and we'll lose any part that we don't match by midnight June 30th. So please act quickly. Just go to PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. Today, when you give, we'll say thanks by sending you Rick's brand new Daily Hope Silver Scripture Box with 52 Bible verse memorization cards based on the Invisible War series. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.